Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Samantha Phipps. I'm the Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
Seems to me I've heard that voice and that title on the radio before about 3 million times. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, after we lost Connie Sedbury from Safe Place, Tracy and I tried to do some shows, and we did. And then she's left, and they have a new director, so we haven't exactly gotten together to do that, but we're going to work on it, and so we're going to come up with some more shows.
A lot still going on with the Family Violence Coalition. I know you guys are covered up all the time.
Yeah, it's really busy time of the year. This particular year, we were having to get all of our grants renewed, all of the state and federal grants. It's been a real busy year, actually since January, getting those renewed. So all the contracts are in, and some of them have started up, and some of them haven't. And we're still waiting on a bunch of money to come back from the federal government under one of our grants. It's a little bit stressful, a lot stressful at times with the funding, and that's probably the biggest thing that affects me as the director. But October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
So there's been a lot going on, and of course this is a time, it's always a problem, but it is always this month we try to look at it a little more carefully.
Yes, yes. We had our memorial service in the square October the 2nd and 3rd. We had the flags out that are the memory flags to honor and remember the lives lost in North Carolina over the past year from domestic violence homicides. Thank God we didn't have any in our county, and I don't think we had any in Mitchell. But over across the state, there were 45 documented domestic violence homicides. And that's not the final count. It's just the best estimate that one of the coalitions keeps. But our numbers ran from October the 1st of 2018 through September the 30th of 2019. And those were the flags out in the square. And we appreciate Town of Burnsville for letting us do that. But we have another kind of fun event coming up. Yeah. That was a sad event.
Mm-hmm.
The fun event is going to be at the town center. We had an anonymous benefactor who agreed to pay for a band to come in. She also has paid for the town center. So any proceeds from it will be straight out profits for the Family Violence Coalition. And it's $10 a head, and the name of the band is West Sound. And they play a lot of cover tunes, older tunes. They're a dance band.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like to go see them when they played in Asheville at Oliver Twist and at Tresses. And so they kind of have a fan following from Burnsville. I don't dance in public. I dance at the house. But they are a fun band. So I want to be there, and I tell people, have your dancing shoes on. But we're not going to talk much sad stuff at all. It's going to be a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
And at $10 a head, you can go out to eat locally and then come in with your date. Cost you $20.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Can't beat that, and you'll have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's at the town center. What's the hours?
It starts around 7, and it ends at 10.
7 to 10.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have cold drinks and water for sale.
And again, the beauty of it is the proceeds, those good old unattached funds that you can use so much because you need them so much.
Exactly, exactly. Because, you know, it doesn't matter. The state and federal funds come in when they come in, but we are open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, the shelter is.
And even though we're here in Yancey County and Mitchell County, which are small counties, you're still very busy.
We are very busy, and you have to be staffed 24 hours a day and on the weekends and on the holidays, and those are paid staff positions. We can't depend on volunteers to do that. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. It's such a risky business, it would be too scary to depend on volunteers to run your shelter.
Right, so you'd have to have paid folks.
Yes.
So again, the dance party tomorrow night, and folks should just go out and have a big time and come dance.
Yeah, please do. We kept the cost real so people could, you know, afford to do it, and I'd rather see a full house than charge more and just have a few people there. And because the band's doing it at a good price, a very fair price for us, because they're friends with our store manager, Wanda Peppers, and they know other people in town. So when they found out what it was about, they were like, yeah, we'll do it at a really, really good price.
Well, good. And again, that big dance concert featuring West Sound will be tomorrow night from 7 until 10 at the Burnsville Town Center, with all the proceeds from the night going to the Family Violence Coalition of Yancey County. So go out and have a great time. Thanks again to our guest today, Samantha Phipps, the Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition of Yancey County. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.